Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Retired Lieutenant General H.S. Panag wrote an opinion piece titled, MOD's History Division Should Stick to Archiving Facts and Data. Leave History to Historians. I am Shyam Nandan Upadhyay and I bring you the podcast version of this article. In a welcome move, the Indian Army commenced work on two projects to archive historical military records and write its military history. The projects have been initiated by the Army Training Command with the MHOW-based Army War College acting as the nodal agency and India's oldest military think tank, the United Services Institute, providing expert support for research work. Quoting government sources, News 18 reported that the first project to digitize and archive both unclassified and declassified historical military records began in May this year and is scheduled to be completed by April next year. The second project, writing the military history of the Army and designing a web page for it, is currently underway and is likely to be completed by the end of this month. In my view, the term military history has been loosely used in the second project. The Army is probably making a website with declassified military documents, accounts, related to its operations, wars, and lessons learned, which by no yardstick qualifies to be called military history. The responsibility for writing official military history lies with the Ministry of Defense, which issued a new policy in June 2021 on archiving, declassification, compilation, and publication of war histories. The new projects of the Army seem to be under the framework of this policy. Similar projects are probably being undertaken by other two services, Air Force and Navy, and other ministries that contribute towards India's war effort. It is heartening to note that the MOD has adopted a formalized approach to maintaining military archives and writing military history. I examine the new policy against the backdrop of our poor track record and recommend measures to improve our approach to writing authentic military history. The Defense Ministry's new policy is not in the public domain. As per the PIB press release, the policy encompasses archiving, declassification, and compilation publication of war operations histories. It envisages that all organizations under the MOD will transfer their records, including war diaries, letters of proceedings, and operational record books to the History Division of the Ministry for proper upkeep, archiving, and writing of military history. These records would be vetted by the organizations to ascertain if they were fit for declassification. The History Division would use these declassified records to publish authoritative compilations and war histories. This process would be done in a time-bound manner, 5 years after the compilation of war operations. The policy mandates the constitution of a committee headed by the MOD Joint Secretary and comprising representatives of the services, MEA, MHA, and other organizations and prominent military historians, if required, for compilation of war operations histories. The MOD has always had a comprehensive policy on maintaining military historical records and publishing official military histories. The History Division of the MOD, established in 1953, functioned under Joint Secretary and was responsible for the execution of the policy. It received records from the Ministry of Defense and the three services, including war diaries of units' formations and after-action reports, on a regular basis for preservation and use. Over the years, only 20 historical accounts have been formally published. Apart from the 1947-48 Jammu and Kashmir operations, Operation Polo, the liberation of Hyderabad, Operation Vijay, the liberation of Goa, Indian Armed Forces in UN operations in Congo 1962-63, and Indian Custodian Force in Korea in 1953-4, no official war histories have been published. Histories of 1962, 65, and 71 wars were written but got mired in security and diplomatic controversies and have been published by former officials of the History Division as unofficial military histories. The Division's work is contingent upon the declassified records it receives from the MOD and the services. The Public Records Act 1993 and Public Records Rules 1997 have a well-established procedure for reviewing classified documents every 5 years and transferring them to the National Archives after 25 years. However, the Act and the rules have not kept pace with the volume of work in the digital era and the obsession with the security based on the archaic Official Secrets Act of 1923 further compounds the problem. Consequently, very few documents are declassified and sent to the History Division and the National Archives for research. The new policy has emphasized but not adequately addressed the issue of declassification of records. The new policy repeatedly emphasizes the compilation of military history by the History Division. This is a fundamental flaw. Military history is not a mere compilation of facts gleaned from documents related to war operations. It is a deeper analysis of political, social, and military conduct of a nation in times of war or crisis. There is no dearth of facts. It is the sifting, interpretation, and analysis of the facts through expert research that led to objective military history. The current permanent staff of 6 scholars and 3 research assistants can only undertake compilation of facts and no more. As a result, all official, unofficial accounts published so far are mere compilations of facts and not really military histories. There is a need for the MOD to make a distinction between the compilation of facts and writing of military history. Compilation must be left to the History Division, and professional military historians must be employed for writing the history part. This task can also be given to universities. History shows that militaries are guilty of not honestly recording accounts of war operations. Our armed forces are no exceptions. Unit formation, war diaries, and after-action reports are doctored to safeguard or enhance regimental reputation and earn more rewards. Even lessons learned are doctored to justify failures. Intensity of combat is exaggerated even when the mission is accomplished at minimal cost, which is the acme of military skill. Due to modern technology, individual gallantry has become rare in battle, but the criterion of gallantry award is contingent on the same. Hence, units write an imaginary account, which rather than being critically evaluated by higher headquarters, is willingly endorsed for the glory of the formation or reputation of commanders. At the highest level, governments and the military are paranoid about failures and being held accountable for them. Military successes are exaggerated for political advantage too. Consequently, in any war or crisis, there is cooperative silence, obfuscation, bluff, and bluster. No formal political directives are issued to the armed forces. Under the cover of security, even higher headquarters have stopped issuing formal operation orders. A military historian has to sift through exaggeration, distortion, and cover-ups to arrive at objective conclusions. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has done well to issue a new policy on writing of war histories. There is a need to review the classification and declassification procedures in the armed forces to ensure that data is available for research and writing of military history. The organization and functioning of the History Division must be overhauled. A distinction must be made between compilation of facts and data and writing of military history. The former is merely a tool for the latter. It may be prudent to restrict the functions of the History Division to archiving and compilation of facts and data. A military history board should be set up at the National Defense University. Eminent military historians must be hired to write the history. Last but not the least, unless the politico-military culture of building false narratives to exaggerate minor successes and cover up failures changes, India will remain saddled with a glorified but distorted version of its military history. Thank you for listening. We will be back with more episodes.